What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swing and a miss, strike three, a slider got him. The 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. This big crowd making a lot of noise. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. What a job by Brad Keller. The Mariners do not score. Three straight strikeouts for Keller to end the inning. What a job.
You getting Brad Keller through that inning. I thought that was the save there. That was the ball game. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, he came in a big spot and made pitches. And, you know, that was a big turning point to this game. And, you know, Brad did a tremendous job for us today coming in. And, you know, the boys scored enough runs to keep that lead. So, yeah, all in all, a good day for the boys.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That is Carson Kelly with our own Bruce Levine after the radio broadcast that you heard highlights from here on 670 The Score about our next guest. I am Matt Spiegel. This is Hit and Run. Brad Keller joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Brad, what's up, man? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How are y'all?
I'm good, man. Just me solo. Enjoyed talking to you last week in the clubhouse. I was like, this guy's not so bad. He's pretty nice. you have like sort of a reputation as kind of ornery. Are you aware of it, that sometimes people think that way about you? Maybe it's just because you like to pitch inside and you're not afraid to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot about it, you know, through social media and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like, I don't know where that comes from. But, you know, I just try to go out there and do my thing on the mound, you know.
Yeah, and I've talked to, like, former broadcasters. Like, Len Casper's a pal, and he's like, oh, I love Brad. Brad, I'm like, well, so there you go. All right, so what do people do on social media? Those people are terrible. I might have been one of them, but those people are terrible, Brad.
Yeah, I mean it's all in fun, I guess. Yeah, you know, you just get some messages here and there, but you know, like I said, it is what it is, part of it, but. Like I said, I just try to go out there and do my thing on the mound.
It's funny, like baseball history is littered with big, strong right-handers who throw hard and are not afraid to go inside. And going back to Don Drysdale with Sandy Koufax or Bob Gibson, or like, you know, Pedro Martinez was never afraid to throw. You have to throw inside, don't you?
Yeah, you know, major league hitters just one side of the plate to sit and expect to pitch out there. You're kind of going to expect quite a bit of damage. So, I mean, I think it's really important. Something that, you know, I learned early in my career, dating back to when I first got drafted, was, you know, you got to pitch to both sides of the plate comfortably too. Like, obviously, you know, you're not trying up there to hit anybody, but, you know, you got to kind of command both sides of the plate. Just a way of, you know, like I said, just not having hitters just sit one side of the plate and just, be comfortable out there.
Brad Keller drafted by the Diamondbacks. So did you learn some of that in Arizona, or did you learn it before at Flowery Branch High School in Flowery Branch, Georgia? Or was it in the Royals system where a lot of fans know you from? Where'd you pick that up?
The Diamondbacks, really. That was a big rule when I was coming up. Like I said, when I first got drafted, they were like, you know, in high school, it's always just, you know, fastballs away and then, you know, whatever off-speed pitch you throw. And so whenever I got to the Diamondbacks, it was very foreign. And again, that's, you know, going from high school to pro ball, you kind of got to, you know, got to be open to a lot of things. And that was one thing that we implemented really early on, and I really enjoyed it and, you know, saw success in it throughout the minor leagues while pitching in and things like that. So something that I've carried on with me for my whole career.
The Missoula Osprey, the Hillsboro Hops, the Visalia Rawhide, the Jackson Generals, and wait for it, everybody, the Kane County Cougars. Let's go. What? How much fun was Kane County out there in Geneva? That's a great little ballpark.
Oh, it's amazing. That was one of my favorite summers in the minor leagues. I had such a blast out there. I mean, obviously, being close to Chicago, we used to take the train into Chicago after every day game, a little train station there in Geneva, and take the Metro down into Chicago, spend the night in Chicago, and take the last train back out. I mean, it was unbelievable. Really the first time I pitched in front of big crowds, too. I mean, I remember we had a weekend in July. It was hot, and it was like 14,000 people. And, you know, at that time, it was massive. You know, I was like, this is the craziest atmosphere I've been in. And I was, I don't know, 19 at the time, 20 maybe. So it was really cool. It was really special. And like I said, it was my favorite minor league stop for sure.
A big batch of 19 and 20-year-old minor leaguers hanging out in Chicago and waiting for the last train. Let's go, Brad. So where'd you go? Do you remember some of the places you went or some of the stuff you did in Chicago as a young man?
I remember just doing all the touristy stuff. I remember going to like the Bean and walking around Millennium Park. I remember going to Navy Pier, walking the whole pier, walking Michigan Ave, diving in and out of stores, things like that. Didn't really do a whole lot. I do remember coming to a Cubs game. We came up here. We had a rainout or something, and kind of crazy that the Cubs were able to play, but we weren't able to play out there. So a big group of us came down here and we bought some tickets and came and watched the Dodgers versus the Cubs back in 2015, I think it was.
So, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I do remember that. And I remember just being in awe about the stadium. I don't even remember what happened in the game. I was just like looking around, just like, this is crazy.
That's amazing. Because that year, too, that's a year when the Cubs had that feeling of next, like something was being built, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Right? Here we go. And they made the NLCS that year, got swept by the Mets, but that's Chris Bryant, rookie of the year before he's MVP, and obviously they win the title. That must have left a mark. And now I'm sure you've had moments pitching in games this year where you're like, this feels a little bit like that did when I was in the stands as a minor leaguer.
Yeah, the energy at this stadium, I mean, even on the road, but especially here, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. It seems like every single game, 40,000 plus show up and it's loud. And, you know, yesterday, for example, just like on their feet in big moments in the game, there's no other place like it. I mean, Wrigley really
set
brings
you up for counsel.
Just like, really, really brings like just the energy out of the people. I mean, it's just, and then you get a hot day and everyone's out here sweating. Just, it's great. I mean, yesterday was a blast, and it's been like this every single game. I mean, night games, day games, you know, weekend games, weekday games. It's just been amazing.
Brad Keller of the Cubs is our guest here on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, on 670 The Score. Yesterday, you came in with two men on in the sixth, and you preserved Drew Pomeranz's perfect ERA. I mean, that's really what it's about, Brad. No, but you struck out Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, and Jorge Polanco. Here's what the skipper, Craig Counsell, said about you after the game.
The MVP of the game, in my eyes, He did a heck of a job. Great inning. It was early to go to him for sure. But with the kind of the spot those guys they had coming up, You know, you're kind of going for it, and you know, really the hope is he just limits it to maybe one or two, and we add more runs, kind of affects who they have pitching, and maybe we were able to score a little more. They did a good job pitching, that we didn't extend it, but he did a, you know, he punched out the side, and that was pretty awesome. And then he went and got out two more outs, so he did a heck of a job today.
That's got to be pretty cool to have the manager express that. I'm sure he said, you know, had some appreciation privately, but publicly, that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah, it's always great to, you know, hear the manager say something like that. And, you know, Counts has been awesome. I mean, it's been fun playing here, and that's really cool.
You've got to be ready at any time. What an adjustment from life as a starter. You know, it's so what's that been like to know that you might get it in the eighth, you might get it in the seventh or the sixth or the fifth? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's a different beast than anything I've ever done before in the game. So it keeps you on your toes for sure. You know, you're always just paying attention to the game, trying to watch. It's nice to have veteran guys down in the bullpen, guys that have done it, guys that kind of done every role down there. You know, it's fun to ask them questions and them being so open to help out and everything. So they've helped me out a ton. I know they've helped out Danny. Like, no, it's been those guys, I credit a lot to them. And, yeah, it's there's nothing quite like the adrenaline spike when the phone rings and they say you're in the game or, you know, it's your name, get ready. And, it's hard to describe. It's just one of those things where you got to kind of just experience it for yourself. And then it's like, wow, this is fun.
I'm trying to think of the former starters out there with you, Flexen and Pomerantz, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there others too? Or are those, I guess those three for the most part, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know, Brace said he has one start under his belt. I don't know if it's in the big leagues or not, but he says he's got one start.
I mean, you have not gone to Baseball Reference to check out if Ryan Brazier's made a start?
No, I haven't.
All right, that's why the Lord invented producers. My guy's on it. Hang on. Brady, he's on the case. I'll figure that out. I feel like it fits your... that being a reliever fits your demeanor or the reputation or the pitching inside and obviously the stuff is ticked up in terms of velo, but like I called for it before Danny Palencia, who you're talking about, kind of showed this. I made a call. Let the Brad Keller closer era commence. I was calling for it, Brad. Like, have you pictured yourself as that guy? Have you pictured yourself doing that?
Honestly, I haven't. We have some pretty dang good closers in our bullpen right now. And I just, you know, like I said, just trying to learn a new role now.
Come on.
You know, I think that'd be
awesome, Brad.
Yeah. I think it'd be great, but no, I have not pictured myself there.
I don't even mean it like with these guys. Like, obviously, you're doing what you got to do. But just in general, like, closers make big money and have big moments and like 40, 50 saves in a year. Like, that could be an amazing MLB destiny that perhaps you didn't picture for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be sweet. Don't get me wrong. I would love to do it. I would love to do it one day. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Talking about adrenaline spike, that's a completely different animal as well. Like, that's, you know, it's you and it's the rest. You got the rest of the game, you know, in those situations. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday is probably a little taste of what that's like, you know, in terms of the bigness of the moment. Maybe that's why it was so enjoyable. I had Miguel Vargas on the show a couple weeks ago, Brad. And Miguel, I don't believe you guys have yet had a chance to talk about some of the restaurants he wanted to know if you had enjoyed around Chicago, right? That hasn't come up yet.
No, yeah, we haven't talked about that one yet, no.
Yeah, it's too bad. We should do like a sponsorship thing and bring... Yeah, yeah, Chicago,
yeah.
Cut. You guys, would you be up?
Yeah.
Would you be up for a steak?
That's the spot.
Yeah. would you be up for having a steak dinner with Miguel Vargas if I could make that work?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, fine with me.
Yeah, good. He thought that he wasn't sure if there was intent that day when you really kicked it up a notch for Cubs Sox. But from your perspective, there was not intent. You were just thrown inside, you told me, right?
No, yeah, there was zero intent. And as I told you before, it's like I promise you there was no intent to hit him at all. Like I said, I was a 3 out of 4 at the time, one of my first times doing that. And 2 outs, just kind of got a fastball, just kind of ran away from me. I mean, I say it with you, like, hand on the Bible, I promise you, there was zero intent on hitting him. It was a close game. I'm not trying to put anyone on base. I was trying to just get through the inning as quick as possible. Yeah, there was, I feel like there was more made to that than what should have been, so.
There definitely was, and I know I played a role in it, because I found out what I thought was a backstory, and you and I talked about it. You didn't know anything about the backstory, the third base thing. It's like, it is amazing what we can learn and then apply and see what it was. But that's kind of the fun of having a public and a media, and it's part of the salary, it's part of the business, it's part of the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, you guys have a job, we have a job, you know, everyone's got one. I mean, it's part of it, you know?
So, I saw AJ Pruszynski at a function about 3 or 4 months ago, right? And I had him sign a picture of former Cubs catcher Michael Barrett punching AJ in the face. And he signed it with a smile, Brad. He signed it with a smile.
Oh, that's funny.
Right?
That's funny.
I knew that because he's got a great sense of humor about it. That's the thing. And it's like,
yeah.
When it comes to Cubs Sox, we love stuff like that. You get it. You've played for both teams. You must understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, in the city, that was really my first taste of it whenever they came here. And yeah, I mean, it was just an electric atmosphere. Obviously, having two teams in one city, and a city like this where it's just so sports dominant, everyone cares about the sports around here, and it was a lot of fun. Makes for a fun rivalry, and looking forward to the next series.
All right, man. Last thing for you, I do these baseball bona fides that I like to ask to every guest. You'd be a fun one to ask to. Okay, so this is the last thing.
All right.
Who is one of your most favorite players in the game when you were young, and why?
When I was young, John Smoltz. That was a guy that. Every time he was on, every time he was pitching, I was locked into the TV. I used to go to Braves games all the time and hoped he would pitch. Yeah, he someone I emulate my game after. Really, really loved watching what he did. He kind of did everything in the game as well as far as starting and closing and things like that. So actually was able to work with him a couple years ago, which was really cool. Got to throw a bullpen with him and kind of pick his brain on some things. And, yeah, it was – That's one guy that I'd say he's one of the big reasons why I pitch as well. Like, definitely someone that I looked up to.
That's a hell of a model right there. That is a hell of a model. What's the best big league game you ever had a chance to see in person, Brad?
In person, shoot, trying to think.
Or just, I mean, just a cool one that comes to mind is all right, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think – for me personally, I think when I went back to Atlanta, pitching back in Atlanta for the first time back in 2019, that whole series was really cool. Got to see my family, tons of friends and family, and obviously a team I grew up idolizing growing up in Atlanta. It was just one of those things where I was just in awe the whole time I was there, and really cool, and, you know, able to go in there and pitch well as well. So that was, for me, that was one of my coolest moments in baseball.
That's awesome. And then what's one thing you would change if you were the commissioner? Is there anything you would change? Could be pitching related or not pitching related. Something you think needs to change.
I think pitchers should get a timeout. You know, hitters get a timeout. I mean, we essentially get one when there's a runner on base, but like when there's no one on base, I feel like there's times where we can get a timeout too. You know, like I think that's something that I think would be pretty fair, you know, when it comes to this pitch clock and everything. Just having us be able to step off, especially on a day like yesterday where it's like really hot, and, you know, it's only going to get hot the rest of the year from, you know, here on out. So, and that's not just for us, that's for just around the league. So I think there'd be times where, you know, we call time like they do, you know?
Yeah. And that makes sense. And the pitch clock's working. There's certainly time to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the pitch clock's great. I love the pitch clock.
That's awesome. Brad Keller, this was really fun, man. I'll keep spreading the word. Not a bad guy. Sure. Brad Keller, not a bad guy.
I appreciate that.
All right, man. See you around the ballpark. Thank you.
All right, yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. That's Brad Keller of the Chicago Cubs. Very, very fun. Back-to-back pitcher interviews from the Cubs and the Sox. Thank you to the teams for helping to accommodate that. Really glad to bring that to you folks. All right, we got some time for your phone calls. You want to hop in? Anything that those guys had to say, any reaction to it, feel free. Anything you want on Cubs and Sox. And we'll talk about some history being made locally by a non-member of the Cubs and Sox as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. And we will keep rolling on Hit and Run on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're back with more Hit and Run.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
On 670 The Score.
No crying.
What is bad? He hits a drive to left, going back is Hap near the wall in left field, and that's going to sail out of here. Opposite field home run for Cal Raleigh. His 30th of the year. And now it's a 10-7 ball game.
Cal Raleigh has reached 30 home runs in 75 games. He is the seventh man ever to do it. And the list is guys who got off to such crazy home run starts that it put home run records into focus. And if you remember seasons like that, you know, I remember that, oh my God, this guy might hit 60. You've got, well, first of all, Babe Ruth did it three times. In 1921, 1928, and 1930, he hit 30 home runs in his first 75 games.
He's Babe effing Ruth.
He really is. He really is. It's an excellent call,
seems
Sean.
To check out, right?
And nobody, absolutely nobody, was like that. I mean, that's the thing. It's so staggering how much better and more powerful he was than anyone of his era before and for decades since. It was just, it was a crazy thing. I can't imagine what the sports landscape felt like. Like, who is this freaking guy?
So, Plummer's hitting home runs right now.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, just ridiculous. So Sammy Sosa, the aforementioned Sammy Sosa, twice, 98 and 99, McGuire in 98. Ken Griffey in 1994 had 30 homers in his first 75 games. That's a sweet spot, I'm sure, for a lot of listeners in remembering a season where you're like, oh my God, this guy might hit 60. He did not. Reggie Jackson in 1969 and Roger Maris in 1961. Add Barry Bonds, of course, and Luis Gonzalez in 2001. So obviously some roids issues in there, which might have colored the experience. None such, at least in the mindset, as we watch Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh now is just the fourth catcher ever with three or more 30-plus home run seasons. Let me give you a second to wrap your head around that one. Johnny Bench did it four times. Roy Campanella did it three times. Mike Piazza did it nine times. Nine times Mike Piazza had 30 homers in a year. So the three of them and Cal Raleigh. And one more. He is on pace for 65. That would shatter the single-season records for a primary catcher by Salvador Perez. 48 in 2021. And by a switch hitter. That's Mickey Mantle's 54 in 1961. So, goodness. Cal Raleigh having a year. Here are some Cubs pitchers talking about how they approach Cal Raleigh. How the hell are you supposed to pitch to the big dumper? Here's Cade Horton yesterday on what his plan was.
I wanted to attack him. Didn't want to shy away from him. That's the last thing you want to do today is put guys on. And so just going right at him and living with the result.
So, yeah, it's good. I mean, that's what you got to do. You can't live in fear. You got to go right at him. That's a kid. How about a veteran like Matthew Boyd from the other day on how he thinks about facing Cal Raleigh?
I mean, you know, you always, yeah, you give everyone their due. But, he hit a good pitch, put a good swing on it. And, you know, with the conditions today, the margin for error is a little smaller, right? And that's just what the wind's blowing out. And he's a strong guy and he's done that 20 plus times already this year. So, that's just how it happens sometimes.
Man, so that's the same kind of thing. Just throw, just pitch. It's going to happen sometimes. Doesn't happen super often, but that's crazy. That's a vet and a kid with the exact same thing. Just got to go after him. He's good. And if he's good, he'll get me. And there you go. Good night, everybody. It's tough to be in the big leagues. Cal Raleigh and the Mariners going against the Cubs and Colin Ray on the mound today. I have a Cubs lineup here for you. Ian Happ lead off. Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki in right field today as Tucker is your DH. Seiya's been good in the outfield when he's had to play this year. I think the lack of pressure of having to think about it every time and like that you're doing it every day, I think has been a benefit to him. And maybe the offensive aggressiveness that he's talked about, swinging earlier, not being afraid of striking out, and kind of the mind bleep that it is to have to go into it not being afraid to strike out, and that means you will strike out less. I know Craig Counsell talked about that the other day. Anyway, Seiya's been really good in all phases. Pete Crow Armstrong is your center fielder and your cleanup hitter because, of course, he's a cleanup hitter. Imagine looking at him in the minors and being like, someday that guy is going to be a cleanup hitter for a first-place team. It's unbelievable.
Still doesn't make sense, right?
It does now.
It does now.
He's got 20 homers with 21 now.
Yeah, he's pretty darn good, huh?
That's a great Pat Hughes call about the movie, about how his life is a movie. His season is a movie. Just amazing. I'll get to it later because I got a thought on Pete Crow Armstrong. It's sort of existential and intergalactic, but I'll get to it a little bit later on. Michael Busch is your five hitter at first base. Nico Horner up to six. Matt Shaw up to seven because eight and nine leave a little bit to be desired offensively. Reese McGuire, eight. And Vidal Brujan is your nine hitter. Okay, is this a safe space? We need to talk about Vidal Brujan.
Oh, boy. What are your thoughts, man? What do you think about him?
I don't think he's a good baseball player. And I think that's a tough thing to say about a guy who's in the major leagues as a baseball player, right?
That's tough.
Well, it Because here's the thing, man. It's like, there. Of course he's a, you know, as compared to me.
Myself.
Yourself,
yeah.
Maeve. As compared,
he's got a good arm.
Well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he's a better baseball player than Maeve.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, it's like, and he's a better baseball player than, you know, 97 to 98% of the living public. Okay, maybe more. I haven't done the math on humanity in a while. It's been a while since I've done that. Sean, get on that. Total number of players in the big leagues versus total number of humans that have ever existed. But Vidal Bruján is, I don't know what he does well. He runs fast, but folks, he's not a good base runner. This is the thing. He runs fast, but he's not a good base runner. He falls down sometimes. He's a little late with his jumps and his reads as a base runner. I thought on Thursday, when he was used as a pinch runner in the eighth inning and got caught at second after a ground ball deep in the hole to the Brewers, they got him for the force out. I was there and watching. I thought he should have been safe on that play. We've seen Cubs players beat that play out many times during the year. This was a deep and kind of slow ground ball into the hole. And I was like, oh my, he's the pinch runner and he's out at second. I didn't think his jump was very good on that play. I didn't think his slide was very good. All right. So if you're the number one pinch runner off the bench, and I don't know that he is, by the way, John Birdie might be, but Birdie, I think maybe they want to save because he can play Birdie on defense. I don't like Vidal Bruján at third base very much. Made a throwing error yesterday. We've seen him. Remember the Sunday night game where he didn't have the sense of timing and he paused? And I mean, the throwing error yesterday ended Cade Horton's inning and ended his outing. So he's not a very good hitter, but I don't know who else would be there because the profile that he fits, fast guy who could play a couple important infield positions and some outfield if need be, you know? That's a good profile. It's got Miles Mastroboni written all over it. Miles Mastroboni's in town, by the way, with the Mariners. He's on the Mariners. But, right, that's your classic 25th guy, 26th guy, is somebody who can play all over and run and give you a decent at-bat every once in a while. I know that's who they want Vidal Bruján to be, but I do not believe that's who he is. 312-644-6767 is the number. It is Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. We got a few phone calls to take and discuss all things baseball and dads and more. This is Jake in Duluth on 670 The Score. What's up, Jake? Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. First and foremost, apologies for the loss of your father.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
We have met a few times, and we met last at Circus Sports by the pool this past March. I'm friends with Kurt, your guitar player.
Oh, Jake, we had a
great in the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, man, we had a great conversation. For the listeners, yes, we had a great conversation, wide ranging, sports, baseball, life, etc. So, nice to talk to you again. What you got for big time consumption on this radio show, sir?
So this is a deep conversation because I also have lost my father about 12 years ago.
Hmm.
And I'm currently driving to the Brewers-Twins game to see Target Field for the first time. I was just up in the marathon in Duluth. But anyway, so the story of the father, and I also have a lightning bolt tattoo patch from The Natural tattooed on my arm.
Wow.
Because I love that book, and I love the synchronicity of that scene when they show the patch on everybody's arm.
Yes.
And that's when the dancing and the singing of baseball all starts in the movie.
Wow.
But anyway, so me and my dad used to go to opening day all the time. That was our tradition. It's a big tradition. We'd go to a bar beforehand with about 40 people, take a bus to the game, yada, yada, yada. The last time we went was in April of 2013, excuse me. And it was the first time my brother ever went to the game. He had never been to opening day, and he got a foul ball that day.
Wow.
And he rolled up, and I pointed at him, like, Will, you get the ball. It's right there. He grabbed it, jumped up, I jumped over the seats and I grabbed a photo of the two of them standing there.
Wow.
2 weeks later, my father had a heart attack and passed away, basically in front of my arms, in front of my eyes. But during those 2 weeks, I had moved back home, and I got to stay there for the 2-3 weeks where he kind of was fading already. And we added a movie that now is, it's so corny and so cheesy, but it was so perfectly placed because he'd kind of been in a similar place. And it's a movie called Trouble with the Curve. And it is such a cheesy, corny movie, but it's this elderly scout, baseball, Clint Eastwood.
Sure, it's Clint Eastwood.
And the Carol.
Yeah.
Amy Adams.
Is it Justin Timberlake, too? Do I have that right?
Justin Timberlake, yes. John Goodman.
Wow. All right. Well, so for, go ahead, Jake.
Go ahead.
I owe you a viewing of that movie. I have never watched that movie. I owe you a viewing of that for tying this whole room together with the natural and dads and baseball. I will watch Trouble with the Curve and report back.
Sounds good. And so I also just, it's also based in the Carolina Leagues.
Yeah.
And I've done this kind of reclaiming of life thing. And I went to a game in Durham. I went to the Durham Bulls game. I went to Comerica 2 weeks ago. That is a fantastic ballpark, by the way. That was my first time there. That is an A-plus ballpark.
Hey, Jake.
That's
Jake,
the story I wanted to share with you, and I'll let you go.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the story. I appreciate the story and appreciate the connectivity. If anybody's tuning in late, I lost my dad a couple of weeks ago and started the show just kind of talking about dads and baseball and grieving and how it doesn't stop and it doesn't have to stop. And it's certainly not going to stop for me. My dad comes up all the time and will all the time for the rest of my life. And sometimes on this show as well. And also by now you should know who Harry Steinfeld was. John is in Logan Square on the Score on Hit and Run. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Matt. First of all, my condolences.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So I didn't mean to pile on the last guy lost. I did as well. Our main connection was baseball. It's been a little over 20 years since I lost him in my mid-40s. And one, no, the grief never really ends. I do think about him every day. Funny story, the last game we kind of watched together was the Brad Brown game. I think that was, what, 98? Santo went crazy, and Santo was my dad's favorite player, so that was like our connection. And
oh, no!
Yeah, and so I'm also ending with this, you know, in terms of like dealing with it and keeping that connection. I play softball with my daughter, Penelope. She loves it. And I've been able to kind of carry that down from what he left to me. So, you know, maybe something you and Ruben can continue doing.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Man, it's heavy stuff, but it's life stuff. We'll do team of the moment in a couple of minutes, but let's go to Chris in Chicago on 670 The Score. Chris, what's up? How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I got a story I think your dad would love. I grew up. My dad told baseball stories, loved the Cubs, million stories like that. But the man that he eventually became best friends with grew up in Cleveland, right next to what I want to say is Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. Joe DiMaggio, like 1956, Joe DiMaggio hits in 56 straight, the 57th game. Some third baseman named Ken Kisner, I believe his name was, makes three diving stops, throws DiMaggio out three times. DiMaggio doesn't get a hit. And so DiMaggio's really shy, doesn't really want to deal with the media, and hides out in the stadium for like 3 hours after the game, doesn't come out, doesn't want to talk to the reporters. And so my dad's best friend, his brother, like 6-7 years old, they live right down the street from the stadium, and they hang out at the stadium. 3 hours later, DiMaggio walks out, and there's nobody around. And anyway, DiMaggio ends up walking with these two kids. Go get them an ice cream cone, walks them back home, and gives them his bat that he made, I think, the last out with. I don't know, but anyway. He gave them the bat that he made, made out in the 57th game.
Wow.
So, it was like the guy kept it for 50 years or something like that. He had it. I remember going out to the guy's house, and it was on the mantle. That was the bat that Joe DiMaggio did. But
that's amazing. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks for that story. Wow, that's cool. And I know, because of my dad, that Jim Bagby Jr. was the pitcher in that game for Cleveland. Yeah, you're laughing, Sean, because it's ridiculous that I know that. that Jim Bagby Jr. was the pitcher for the Cleveland Indians at the time in the 57th game that he's
talking about. Like, if I was going to call anyone to ask that question, it would have been your dad.
Yeah, right. Well, he's not around, so now you got to call me.
I got to ask you.
Next time something ridiculous like that.
I'll check in with you.
Thank you. You check in with me, and I'll do what I can for you. We'll talk to Ryan McGuffey about the White Sox next hour. We'll talk to Sahadev Sharma about the Cubs in the noon hour. You'll also hear from Sammy Sosa, who was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. Really good stuff, including his thoughts on the Hall of Fame. So we'll do that in the noon hour. But coming up next, it's time. Who is the team of the moment? That's next on 670 The Score.
Oh, he drops the ball!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
3-2 now. Yandy sends it into center field. Meadows going back all the way to the track. That baby's gone. And the Rays break out in front 1-0. Well, it was worth waiting for after getting ahead 3-0 and then going to 3-2. Hit it out.
That's another fastball right out there on the edge. And he's just like, not this time.
He homered his first time up, working the count full and hit number 11. Hot shot high and deep and gone. Opposite field for Yandy Diaz.
Straightaway right field, and that bat flip right there lets you know that he knew it.
It was the team of the moment.
Sing it in your house.
Offering entertainment. The team of the moment. They caught our eyes.
The team of the moment is the Tampa Bay Rays. How are they doing this? Who are these people? Since the 20th of May, the Tampa Bay Rays are the best team in baseball. They are 22-8. 22-8 in their last 30 games. Since the 20th of May, in terms of runs scored, far and away the best in baseball with 186. On base percentage, far and away the best in MLB with a 352 team on base percentage. They have 43 home runs since May 20th, second in that span only to the Mets, who hit seven of them yesterday. Seven. They're absolutely on fire, and they're on fire in part because of Yandy Diaz, who just hit the two home runs in the clips that Sean Sears played. He has a .468 on-base percentage in June. Yandy Diaz. Jonathan Aranda. Who has a .430 on-base percentage in June. Junior Caminero, in his last 26 games, has 10 home runs, 29 RBIs, an OPS of well over one. The Rays just keep finding dudes, man. They just keep finding dudes. They keep some of the right ones as efficiently as they can. They draft, they scout, they develop, and they coach. They've had the same pitching coach and the same hitting coach for, I think it's 5 years, to go along with Kevin Cash, who I believe is the second most tenured manager in MLB, Kevin Cash. So not only do they draft and scout and develop, they teach on the big league level and they have continuity. And they are absolutely on fire. This past Wednesday night, the Rays were down 8 in the second inning to the Orioles. Taj Bradley had made the shortest start in 3 seasons of any starting pitcher for the Rays. They're down 8-0. And by the time Pete Fairbanks, had finished the game, and it wasn't a save situation by the time he finished it, they had scored 12 straight and won by the score of 12-8. Biggest come-from-behind win in the majors. Yandy Diaz, after that game, said, quote, "I think right now we are the best team in MLB. I don't know if I can disagree right now. They're a game and a half back of the New York Yankees while playing their big league games in the Yankees minor league park." My goodness. The Tampa Rays deserve your love and attention as the team of the moment. Pay all your bets to Ron from the South Side. Some of you had it, I know. But again, Ron is the FanDuel of this radio show. Thank you so much. Before we take a break, let's talk to Johnny in LaGrange on the score. It's hit and run. Johnny, what you got? Matt Spiegel here with you. Good morning.
Hey, Matt. Sorry for your loss. And then you played the Brant Brown highlight where he drops the ball.
Oh, no!
So I was at that game. And, being razzed by the Cardinal fans just in the last inning. But that was a home run race. So, like, I don't know. They go to Brewers games and make fun of Cubs games, fans. But my dad used to bring me to baseball games. And I guess that bad memory brought up other bad baseball memories, you know?
Yeah.
So he used to be like, he'd pull the plug in maybe the top of the seventh on the south side at Comiskey. He'd be like, "Come on, guys, let's go. It's school night." And so we'd always leave and we're like, "Come on, they could come back." And then we'd listen on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, we'd be hearing fireworks on the radio sometimes. But yeah, we'd get home early. So, like, I don't know. Everybody sees baseball from a different angle. That's the beauty of it. You'd be in the bleachers, or you always sit behind a home plate, or you leave early from a game.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm an umpire, so now I have to stick out the whole game. I see it from behind the plate now.
Wow. That's kind of beautiful, though. You're right about the different angle of every seat and perspective. You like the umpire's view?
Oh, man, that's the best seat in the house. It's so good.
That's really
cool. There's a learning curve, though.
Yeah, what level are you an umpire for, Johnny?
I just touched a little Division III. I do a lot of JUCO, junior college baseball, and then, college summer ball.
Man, I love that you called, Johnny. Thank you for the call. I don't think about umpires as baseball fans very often. I don't think I make that connection of somebody who loves the game and had a father. No offense, Johnny, but I haven't thought of umps as having dads. I haven't thought of you guys as people. I mean, except for, you know, somebody who's the son of an umpire and also became an umpire. There are a couple of those. And I guess Jim Wolf, I've thought about him and his having a family because his brother Randy Wolf was a pitcher in the big leagues for a while. But Johnny, good to know. Umpires are humans too. I appreciate it, man. Good stuff. Ryan McGuffey will join us later next hour to talk some White Sox. But when we come back, let's speak intergalactically about the star being birthed in front of us on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.